Unfortunately, we had a late start today
It's
because
all Malachi's fault.
I have been behind all week. Thank
I
you very
know.
much.
You were like passing out the other night at D&D when I was trying to tell you all about your character's best friend, and you're like, I don't know what's going on.
What? I was not at that moment.
Oh, what happened to your character's best friend?
Getting married?
Getting married. And Malachi was all like, I don't want to be at the wedding.
No, it's the world is in danger, and I don't want to promise my best friend, who's my best friend, that I'm gonna be there if I can't be there because freaking dragons, like, I'm gonna blow up the world.
Man, you put the world ending on hold for your best friend, okay?
I want to, I would if I could, but I'm not omnipotent God. Awesome Bahamut, you know? Only our Bahamut can do something cool like that. But anyways.
Tippity tip 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 tip.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Joseph, who is
My
he's
name is
got
Micah.
family responsibilities tonight.
So if he's not gonna be here, should we get this ball rolling then?
Mean, I guess we could. I just wanted to make fun of Alex first.
You don't have
Missouri
anything to make
sucks.
fun of me.
Nah, Missouri sucks.
I know it does.
Well, damn. Go with the theme song. It's like the longest. This is the Player 4 Podcast. Join us each week as we talk about video games, entertainment, and pop culture, and bring in guests from the Rooster Teeth community. Player 4 has entered the game. Hello and welcome to the Player 4 Podcast. I am Tristan, aka Chakra Zero, on the Rooster Teeth website.
I'm Alex, aka Chaos Black 21.
And I'm Malachi, aka Suki Kiba.
It's like the longest, and like, when are we getting to the name? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I have to express the end because Joseph's not here.
Hold on. We all gotta be grumpy like Alex. Alex, why are you grumpy? We're gonna be grumpy.
Tristan,
Why?
you know the answer to that.
I don't, because Missouri sucks.
No, because he's Batman.
Batman's always grumpy and he doesn't like chocolate.
Yep. No, I love chocolate though.
Batman doesn't like chocolate. You can't be Batman then.
Do you mean Batman loves chocolate?
He kicks some guy's teeth in for liking chocolate.
He has to keep up the facade. He really loves chocolate.
So what the heck are we doing today, guys?
I don't know. I can't see the topics list, but I know I put something on it.
Well, today we're gonna just do a short, nice episode just to chit chat real quick to keep us going.
You say that it's going to be short every week, and
I
it's never
know.
short.
We never keep to the
Yeah.
script ever.
We have a script?
I know, right?
No one gave me a copy.
So
Yeah.
today we're just gonna talk about the wonderful cold weather we've been having because it's freaking fantastic. Spider-Man won an award, and we want to shout out to that because we're happy about that because it was a good movie.
All right, that's
And
everything we know about that topic, so that topic's done.
we're gonna talk about in the life of Tristan.
Tristan has a life?
Nobody wants to
Give me
know
a
about
copy. I
Tristan's
know.
life.
That's true. They only care about me when I'm DMing for them.
Yep.
So it's been pretty
If I'm not
cold.
playing the tiger, they want to know. Yo, how cold is it, Malachi? How cold is it?
It's freaking painfully cold and annoying and
Oh, it's cold,
horrible.
cold, cold. I want a soundboard with like those radio announcers, stupid noises you can make.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna download one.
That reminds me of freaking Family Guy when Stewie did that on the radio.
Yeah. I forgot what it was, Big Dog and the Baby or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Forgot what it was called. So it's cold as heck today. I was looking, it was 27 degrees Fahrenheit when I was leaving work, and
and they were predicting more snow, and there were like winter weather advisories all over the road coming back. I only have like 15 miles between me and work, but it's still, it's really crowded, and I don't want to get hit by the people on those roads. And tomorrow, I'm supposed to actually start doing stuff at work, so I need to be there.
You need to be there.
I don't want to be there.
Well, I have you guys beat, because Monday was a pain in the frickin' katukus.
What's a katukus?
G-rated fanny word.
You know, there's also just tukus.
I like katukus. It's like the Canadian version of it.
But that's one less syllable that you have to pronounce.
But anyways,
we're not here to foreshorten things.
So Sunday night was brutal for me. There was high winds, and I mean like 40 mile an hour winds or something stupid like that. That might be a little of exaggeration, but they
wait, hold on. So first you said Monday was terrible. Now you're going back to Sunday. Are you just going to keep going back days? So now we're going to talk about Saturday.
It's Groundhog Day.
It was 10:30 at night on Sunday. So it was
Sunday was bad.
No, because it went into Monday.
Yeah.
It started Sunday.
Weather doesn't go back.
You should have started with Sunday then, instead of saying Monday was.
Oh my god!
It took us.
Weather doesn't start off not so bad late at night, and then goes into early morning of the same original day, getting worse. I mean, I guess it could if it was dying. We don't experience time that direction, though.
So, Steuben County and a lot of the counties around us had severe power outages. Like, power is going out all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I had to go into work and was at work from 10:30, 11 o'clock at night until 4 p.m. the next day.
Way to go.
It was fantastic. We didn't have power from 11 to, well, we had power, but I had to stay on property to make sure things didn't burn out or ruin any equipment. So I was shutting off breakers, the things that didn't have proper voltage, and also was checking to try to keep, if I could get things to run for heat and keep things warm in the building. And was there... I got like a 2-hour nap at like, I think 6 a.m. and then got back up and had to get everything back up running because they finally got the power running. 9-ish is when they got there and got it up and fully done by like 10:30.
Dude, your place sucks and they need to get more maintenance technicians in there.
It wasn't me, it was NYSEG.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that the freaking inn you work at needs more maintenance technicians so that you're not there for 2 straight shifts.
Yes.
On 2 hours of sleep.
So I could swap out with someone, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Well, I would have a houseman, which was basically a mild tech guy. That's what
You had a husband?
Houseman.
I heard husband.
No, houseman. This person usually did any public cleaning, and all the public spaces cleaning, and then they used to assist the maintenance guy with any work if he needed extra help. And I used to cover on the weekends for him, so minor maintenance I would do. So it would have been nice to have that, but they say that only hotels with, I think it's 95-plus rooms are allowed to have a houseman. And we have
being cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to get out. It's time to run.
So that was fun. And it sucked. And I was tired as hell. So that was my cold weather. We had ice right after that. So that was my cold weather fun.
So eventually NYSEG got the power back on, which is New York State Electric and Gas. What time did the power come back on? You said it went out at 10?
It went out at 10 p.m. and didn't come back on until about 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. the next morning.
So you had 12-hour blackout, and you had guests in your rooms.
Luckily, the rooms weren't too bad. The rooms that we did have guests in did have power, thank God.
Well, how did that work out? Did you have a backup?
No, it was...
Generators?
Low voltage. So the power was connected, but we weren't getting a lot of voltage.
Wait. So it wasn't a full blackout. You were still getting power?
Yeah, partial power. But there were other places around us that were blacking out, and we were suffering because of the blackouts around us.
They're parallel circuits.
Well, a lot of places were blacked out around us, so we were the last on the list to get fixed.
Oh. That's why it was down so long. I'm still trying to figure out how you had, like, why you just weren't completely, why your power wasn't just done. You must be on multiple grids, because when a grid goes down, everything on that grid has no power.
Well, it depends on what part of the grid we're on, because the other buildings around us could be on a separate grid.
Yes.
Or a separate part of the grid, because I can tell you several times we had just the three buildings near us go out and everything else had power.
Okay.
So
I get that. I'm trying to figure out how some of your rooms had power and some of them didn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, like I said, it was low voltage. So we were getting power, but we weren't getting enough.
But that's still, that you're still getting power. Like, blackouts mean that there is zero power going to you.
So
I'm so confused. I've never heard of this.
Think it as like a river flowing at its normal pace, and then have a drought to where it's just a smaller stream. So,
but that's not that
getting power. But the
that's flow, not a black a blackout though means no power. So it's not a full blackout.
Unless, I don't want to argue the semantics of the word blackout. I want to know where you were getting low voltage power from, because it's either the lines are carrying power from the power plant or they're not. There is no in between.
No, you can have low
voltage. So either you're getting 240 volts, or you're getting no volts.
No, you can get partially. You can get where there's only a little bit. But, anyways, so not to drag this on, that was the fun and excitement I had to put up with.
It doesn't sound fun or exciting.
Yep. So, yeah. How's the cold weather been for you, Alex?
I mean, we haven't had it as bad as you lately, so I don't have any stories for you.
Nobody's sliding out and crashing on the roads near you?
Not really, because we're not Texas. So, yeah, I made a jab, Joseph. When it gets super icy, yeah, people are still drive like idiots, but we at least have a little more experience with driving under bad conditions compared to like places in the South that once like one fleck of snow drops on the ground, everybody loses their minds and decides to spin out.
I just got the greatest image in my head, just one single snowflake hitting the ground and then the tire running over it and then spinning out.
There was an old webcomic way back toward when webcomics were first becoming popular on the internet. And I can remember one of the pages of that webcomic was about how people sucked at driving in the winter weather. And it shows a car driving down the road. It shows a single snowflake falling out of the sky, lands on the guy's windshield, and his eyes, like, bug out of his head. And in the very next panel, he's, like, facing backwards in his seat, like, trying to stop a nervous breakdown from happening, driving with his ass cheeks. It was funny as heck to me. But I was, like, 13 when that came out, so I thought it was funny as heck.
Wow.
It's still funny. Yeah, so I mean, actually it hasn't been too cold here. We've gotten up into the 50s the past couple days. We're supposed to be getting some colder weather here in the next few days.
Oh.
Just, I'm ready to start complaining about the heat again. preferably in July when I'm down in Austin, Texas.
Right. Still need to figure out if I'm going to be able to get checked in for my first night of that.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, I had to get a room at a nearby hostel, the firehouse.
I can't remember. If our stuff is arriving close to the same time again, or if we just we're both going on Tuesday, but we're not going to meet up.
My plane gets in at like 9:30 or something.
Like PM?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then no. I'll be long gone by then.
Gone.
I'm gonna be like in the city because I get in like midday. I'm not gonna wait 9 hours to be like, all right, Tristan's finally here.
Yeah,
I can finally leave the airport.
No, I figured that wouldn't happen. But you're gonna go instead hang out with Jiri's.
Oh well, he'll probably be one of the people. I mean, I'm gonna stay with them for a night. Yeah, but hanging out, I just want to be able to see people. That's why I'm going a day early.
No, Alex, mm-hmm. You're supposed to be sitting behind the door like a dog waiting for Tristan and feeling like he's been gone forever.
Why would I be a dog?
Every RTX is like that. Because... Except for that one where they took his bag away because it was full of bombs. And
it was not. It was not. Don't worry, Homeland Security.
But imagine if you'd been carrying on your bag like a normal person who only has one bag. We wouldn't have had to wait for that.
What if he was drunk, Greg?
You didn't have to wait.
Right, because then I'd be the jerk who's a bad friend.
I mean, you were the jerk last year because then you had to change your flight because of weather. So we didn't end up meeting last year like you're supposed to.
Weather makes me a jerk now.
Yep. So what else do we got other than weather?
Spider-Man award.
The Spider-Verse winning an Oscar.
Is it an Oscar or an Academy Award?
I mean, it's literally an Oscar.
Is his name Oscar?
I don't know, but the golden statue is called an Oscar.
That I understand.
So, whether it's the Academy or not, they legitimately won an Oscar. So,
what did they win the Oscar for?
Best animated movie.
Woo!
Which I still haven't seen.
Tristan's disappointed.
I just never cared to see it because I'm not a big like animated fan. Like not that kind of animated.
How is he our friend? Anyways,
I don't know. I just don't care for that kind of animation.
Just to let people know, you've probably seen a commercial for it. Anyways, you can purchase or get Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in digital now, which is surprising it went so quick. I always feel like they wait longer when the movie does well, but I guess they're...
Times are changing. You used to have to wait 6 months to see anything from anybody, and now it's like the next day.
Yeah, because they're competing with the internet and crap.
Well, I still see movies that come out that you can purchase that are still like in like the what you used to call the dollar theaters, but now they're like a little bit more because this day and age you can't function with just dollar movies.
Well, there's no dollar menus on fast food anymore,
but Dollar Shave Club works,
I guess.
I
don't shave.
I shave with an electric razor. Uh-oh.
Anyways, so Tristan, what is going on in your life?
I mean, lots of stuff. I'm just, like, the most interesting man in the world.
Do you have Dos Equis?
I mean, I imagine that's an alcohol, so the answer is no.
Then you're not the most interesting man in the world.
Alright, I'm the second most interesting man in the world, whatever. So, for the last month, I've been doing a lot of work at the wood shop with Wormwood, who makes accessories for tabletop gaming, D&D.
Are there worms in the wood?
For a lot of it, there was. That's why it looks the way it does, yeah. The nifty thing is that what'll happen is that for some of these trees, a bug or, you know, some kind of invasive species will get inside it, and the tree will actually react by releasing a toxin that kills the bugs, but then the toxin will cause certain shapes and colors to appear in the cut wood. And that's the fancy patterning and stuff that you get when you buy these woods, and that's what makes them so expensive.
Haha, suck it, bugs.
Yeah. One of them was just moldy wood, which I likened to blue cheese, and it was funny because it actually kind of resembled blue cheese. But it's also one of the most expensive woods you can buy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just because mold. Mold gets in the wood, and then, you know, you put some oil on it, and it brings out all the different hues inside, and it looks really cool after that.
Nothing says luxury like moldy wood.
Exactly.
Wow. I only buy the moldiest of woods.
Yeah, but it looks really cool, and they make really great product, and so I got to be a part of that for about a month while I was between engineering contracts, because sometimes it takes a while to line those up. And then on Tuesday, last Thursday, I got called for a phone interview, and on Friday, they're like, you got the job, and I'm like, you don't want to do an in-person? They're like, nope.
Nope.
Okay. So over the weekend, I did all the paperwork, and they're like, you're starting Tuesday. I'm like, okay, I'm starting Tuesday. So for yesterday and today, I've been in there doing the, you know, mandatory new hire training and stuff. But tomorrow we should actually get started on this project, which is apparently going to be really fast-paced. But it's nice to get back into, you know, my field, be doing some bomb and drawing management and be dealing with engineering. Again, the woodworking was fun, and I got to work on a lot of really cool stuff. If you play D&D, you should look into Wormwood. They make some really cool table accessories, dice towers and dice trays and stuff. And you might even get one that I made.
Does it say?
No. If I marked it in any way that let you know I did it.
Wait, what if you're Inspector 11, A11?
Right? Pete and Pete. But, It was fun though. I did make something for myself while I was there because they say, oh, you know, as long as you're off the clock, you can use the machines for whatever you want. So I would stay till like 9-10 o'clock and be working on different pieces for myself. I had to leave one there to get laser etched. I haven't heard back about it, so I'm gonna call them on. I'm gonna ring my friend on Monday and say, hey, they do that laser etching yet? Because I want my piece back.
Where's my etched moldy wood?
It wasn't moldy wood. This was king wood. Which is
king wood.
King wood is purple.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that should be like the best.
It's a pretty cool one. It's I really called like
king
it.
Wood.
King wood.
Unless there's something called godwood.
I haven't noticed one. There's poison wood. I have a few pieces of poison wood here, actually. It's pretty neat. But yeah, that's what's been going on in my life is I finally got back into my engineering field and I've started going into work. And it's very different because, you know, my hands are slowly healing. You really wear them thin, you know, doing all the sanding and everything. The grit just eats away your skin until you build up calluses, and a month isn't long enough. So right now all my fingers still hurt from that. But now I'm just typing on a keyboard again. Honestly,
on the keyboard going, ow, 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 my fingers.
Yeah, basically. I'm going through the training. The training's a lot of read this document. Now read this document. And I want to scroll, and I usually use my index finger to scroll with my mouse wheel. And it hurts too much to do that, so I have to use a different finger. that's the hardest part of my
job.
Pinky
finger
right
scroll.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. But, no, honestly, what I really miss, like, the toughest part is going back to, in engineering jobs, I'm the only one in any company that does D&D, so, like, I have to keep that to myself. But when I was working at Wormwood, pretty much everybody there plays D&D, so all day, you're making these products, you're sanding, you're buffing, whatever, you're gluing things together. and you're talking to people who are also doing the same jobs across the table from you about your D&D game. So you get to talk D&D all day long.
Now, well, how do you know that the people in your engineering jobs don't play D&D? Maybe they just don't say it.
Well, the person who I'm working with knows what Wyrmwood is, but he only knows what Wyrmwood is because he plays Magic the Gathering, but not D&D. And they make wooden deck boxes for Magic the Gathering. Really
fancy. There you go, Joseph. Stuff. Look into them.
I have an incomplete deck box. It's Purple Heart. I was given a black poison wood block to make the lid out of, but I haven't gone in to make the lid yet.
Cool. So, what do we have anything else to discuss?
That Alex should see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse because it's really awesome and very well done and tells a really compelling story.
And the What's animation this looks about? Really some good. Type of boycott?
Oh. I don't know. I know that Joseph has been a little bit reluctant to bring up that kind of stuff, but he's big in the magic community, and it's very talkative. It's very noisy on Twitter lately. You would say that when you think about Magic the Gathering, whatever little or however much you know about it, if I say, you know, what's the cool thing about the magic cards, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The art.
And you know, you've got a cool system, you've got a cool rules, and you know, somebody's coming up with all these different creatures and spells and stuff that have cool mechanics and effects, but somebody's got to illustrate all those things. Somebody's got to come up with the image for that. And the thing is that lately the artists who I would say are, you know, easily 50% of why people are in the game, you know, because of the imagery on the art, the imagery on the cards, are not happy with how they've been treated at public events. And so there's a boycott going on of the company that's been running those events to try and get better conditions for the artists.
Ah.
Because it's really expensive to bring your artwork and yourself to another country sometimes, even just to another city.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're working and they're being made to pay all of their own expenses, even though their presence is earning money for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, kind of what the issue is that it's costing them money to go and try and promote themselves. They're not being able to break even or make a profit at all. So
yeah, that's kind of stupid.
So why do it? And so, you know, that's a big portion, without going into too many details. That's a big portion of what's going on. What I was talking to Joseph about in
China. Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to delve too much into it. I had no knowledge of it. Is there some other magic news, though?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, actually. I was not on the chat channel, and I didn't remember. I was just talking to, shut up, leave me alone. The really cool piece of news that Joseph was reminding me is that they recently had their Mythic Championship, which is basically the biggest competition event in Magic, or in the at least in this country, maybe the world. And the winner for this year of the big prize of the grand tournament, this Mythic Championship, was a trans non-binary person from the UK. And a lot of people are really excited about this, especially because like the announcers for televised recordings of these things were very careful to use proper pronouns and everything. So this was just sort of a big step forward in opening up that community, you know, making things more accepting and sort of removing the stigma of this, you know, LGBTQ community and making the idea of magic more accessible to more people. So that was just, that was a big thing.
That is awesome.
So yeah, that's the big good news there.
Yeah, that's like, well, we had the bad news. Let's go to some good news in the magic community.
Yes. Yes. We need good news. But I think that's all I have. It's still cold as heck here. Tomorrow's not going to be any better. Spider-Man still won the award, and Alex doesn't know what it is. And I got a job.
We need to play some Halo again sometime once you finally get your Xbox set up and download the updates.
Yeah. So I haven't done that yet, just because it's. I've been trying not to unpack too much, just in case I have to move quickly. So the only thing that's like fully unpacked is my computer. Everything else is still in boxes. Because I just, with the way contracts are running lately, I don't know how long they're gonna, like, even this one said it's gonna be 3 months, which is pretty short. The last one was supposed to be 9 months, was only 4, and now they're telling me, just today, they're like, yeah, the bulk of the project is, the due date's in, like, less than a month. And I'm like, well, okay. Hopefully my contract continues on past the first phase, but I don't know, you know? It's like, so it's been kind of...
Dang it, Tristan, you and your contract work.
If I had any other option... But they just aren't making themselves available to me.
Well, all right. Well, we wanted to keep it short, so I guess this is a good time to keep it short.
Get the flip out of here.
It was still about a half hour, right, Mal?
It was.
I mean, that's short for us.
But that's the amount of time it's supposed to be. Let's get the flip out of here.
Good night, everyone.
Hashtag goodbye.
Goodbye.
See, we can have short podcasts.
It wasn't short. That was the exact number we needed. What are you talking about?